Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brendan Fraser's found himself in a spot of hot bother with fat people recently, and it's all over the fact that he starred as a fat person while not actually being fat himself, because representation matters greatly. And speaking of films, before I go any further, Connor and I recently diversified our Comics Corner show to talk not just about comics themselves, but talk about the Eastrail 1177 trilogy, otherwise known as the Trilogy of Unbreakable, Split, and Glass, M. Night Shyamalan's shining hour in film, as far as I'm concerned, which are superhero comic book films without the typical tropes of comic book films attached to them. They're actually really good psychological thrillers and dramas, and we had a blast talking about this for just over 2 hours. So if you want some really interesting content, it's £5 a month for a membership on the website. So please go over, subscribe, help us keep the lights on, and enjoy the content, because we really enjoyed this one. Anyway, so we all know that for a long time there has been a concentrated effort to try and stop people from being fit and stop people from exercising. I found just two beautiful examples of this here. We've got this Guardian article talking about fascist fitness and how the far right is recruiting with online gym groups. And this this header image here is beautiful. Do I need to say anything? It speaks for itself. I mean, look at this proud man saying no to the fat Jewish overlords by lifting weights.
He's not even in especially good shape. I know I'm not.
He's not in amazing shape, but he's in better. He's in better shape than they want you to be.
Oh dear.
And then there was this one that I actually covered a while back, talking about the white supremacist origins of exercise and six other surprising facts about the history of US physical fitness. Relating back to our first weekend segment, is this a BuzzFeed article? No, it's Time Magazine telling you that being fit and exercising is a white supremacist activity. And as a result of all of that, it seems pretty clear to me and to many others that the overwhelming message that we're getting from mainstream establishment figures is you need to be fat, you need to be unhealthy, you need to be slovenly, you need to eat lots of food that's really bad for you, because that's how you can be proud of yourself. That's how you can be positive. Don't pay any attention to the fact that if you indulge in these kinds of behaviors, you will be, you know, easier to control, you won't have as good impulse control, and all of these factors will just make you generally a better citizen for the modern era.
The more mass, the more man, I say.
Is that what you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, I'm trying to cultivate mass.
You're cultivating mass, and then you're gonna cut at some point and reveal the shredded physique underneath?
No, I'm just cultivating. I'm trying to harness the power of gravity.
You're going to have your own pull at some point. Women literally won't be able to resist you.
Once they're in my orbit, they won't be able to escape.
Oh, dear.
No, that's horrible.
Please do not use that footage in any court cases in the future, because I don't know if you'll be able to explain your way out of that one.
That's true, yeah.
And we've got the body positivity movement at the moment, which is a bit of a meme. Well, I say a bit of a meme. It's hilarious. It's laugh out loud hilarious. And we've even got BBC bite-sized articles talking about it. This is state media. State media telling you from New York to Instagram the history of the body positivity movement.
And they're a growing movement.
They're constantly growing. That's the whole point.
They're ever expanding.
If we scroll down, we can see another person who has their own orbit. And this woman, I think it's called Tigris Osborne. Very strange name. The soon-to-be chair of the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, otherwise known as the NAFAR. I think they're going for like an NAACP thing, but it just doesn't come across as well, does it?
It also sounds like if you ask a fat person to go for a walk and they say, nah, far.
Hey, do you mind just going down to the post office down the road? Nah, that's far. Too far for me, bro. That's in America, exploring the movement of fat acceptance. They're an organization that was key to the founding of the modern day body positivity movement. Not that I think there is much movement involved in these kinds of in these kinds of courses. So we've asked her to give us the lowdown on how it started and how it's evolved. Across fat activism, people were motivated by the leadership they saw in civil rights and other movements for equality and freedom. Note that they don't include the word dignity in there, because I think when you're at that size, dignity is a hard thing to come by.
More dignitas, isn't it?
Oh, goodness. But mainstream fat activism, usually associated with Nafar, often shut out the voices of people of colour. Why don't we need to think of the fat black women out there? Many white activists, fatties as well, every single one of them, believe that because black communities and other communities of colour seem to be more accepting of fat people, that meant fat people of colour simply didn't need fat activism. This is a real BBC article. Our tax money. Someone's license fee went to paying for this quality journalism.
This
right
is like state-sanctioned accelerationism, isn't it?
It really is. Online fat people began to lean into a new role. Wouldn't do that. Your centre of mass might tip you over a bit. Fat visibility is a brand of activism. Once again,
fat visibility.
Fat visibility.
You know what I've always said? The problem with fat people is that they're just too invisible.
They're not visible enough. They're hiding behind every corner. You can see the hint of a gut sticking out. We need more. We need
you follow
more
a trail of
it.
Breadcrumbs. That's the only way you can find them.
Yeah, but obviously this is, to me, realistically, at its base level, this is just another step in the movement that's trying to make day-to-day life as hideous and averse to actual beauty as possible. If we make everyone fat and miserable constantly, it's like Incredibles. If everyone's special, then no one's special. If everyone's fat, then no one's really fat. That's where we're going here. But many of the most popular body positivity role models only have imperfect bodies. They're not fat enough, you see. Yeah, you may have lost an arm, but are you fat? No.
You're just a poser. You're not fat full time.
You're only fat part time. When they take off their clothes and draw arrows pointing to their imperfections, visibly fat influencers, those who are undeniably fat no matter what they're wearing. I'm sorry, if I'm an activist, it's like, yes, I'm undeniably fat. There's no way of denying my fatness.
You know all those fat deniers? Yeah. I showed them.
These aren't just lard deposits. This is fat, baby. They also have their own followings, but they deal with more harassment, more account bans, and more pushback for, in scare quotation marks here, glorifying obesity.
I mean, what else are they doing? That's literally the aim of their movement, isn't it?
This is not an organization. This is not a movement to be taken seriously. But the people in charge of the media that people see on the day to day really want to push this. And here we have a picture of the most visibly fat person that we have in society at the moment, the person that society is almost literally orbiting around.
I don't believe in trigger warnings, but you could have warned me.
I'm so sorry. It's not just the fact that she's fat. It's the fact that she's fat and tries to show off her curves at the same time. That's so vile, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, curvaceous in the same sense that a manatee is curvaceous, yeah.
Don't do manatees like that. What Elephant have they ever seal. Done to you? Oh dear. And then I found another one called fatliberation.org, and this is brilliant. This is fetus.
I like that.
They're just full on.
Just a whale in the in the image.
That's right. This is fatliberation.org, which is fetists for fat liberation. Can you guess why the fetists want more fat people?
Is there some sort of weird sexual degeneracy?
Fetism
involved?
Is a sexual interest in being fed or feeding, often extending to an interest in weight gain and fat. These people definitely have a very special interest in fat liberation. I have met a few of these people in my time. Very strange.
I want them all to be put on an island where they can coexist together in separation from everyone else.
Well, the island will sink, surely.
That's secretly my plan all along.
I knew it. Josh doesn't just look like an evil genius. He is an evil genius.
Why thank you.
You're welcome. And this is where we get onto the main topic, which is Brendan Fraser made an epic comeback, supposedly. And just to say, I've not watched this film that I'm about to talk about. I'm not necessarily supporting the film. I've seen a lot of people cooming in the mainstream media over the fact that he's not just fat. He's not just supposed to be fat. He's also queer and other such things. So I've not watched the film. I don't know what the message of it overall is, other than fat people are people too. We should maybe treat them a bit nicer, which as a message on its own is like very unassuming.
You should be nice to people anyway. I mean, it's not...
after the past 5 minutes, are we really going to say this?
Well, I'm not saying that I should do it.
Oh, okay. That's all
Everyone
right.
Everyone else, though.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
That's where we're coming from here. So I do not necessarily support the film because I've not watched it. I don't know what the overall message of it is. But I know that he made a big comeback, playing a big fat man. And the film, amusingly enough, is called The Whale, which the filmmakers have really tried hard to say, oh, no, that's just the name of the stage play that it's based on. There's a subplot about Moby Dick. That's why it's the... No, we know why it's called The Whale. You don't have to hide it, guys. You can just rub it in Fatty's face if you want to.
It's not like they can run after you, is it?
It's not like they can run away. Oh, God. So he's 54 now, and he won the Best Actor Award at the Oscars for his performance in The Whale, and he gave a very emotional speech. It was quite sweet to see because, you know, Brendan Fraser, somebody a lot of people really enjoyed the films of back in the day. My big introduction to him wasn't the Mummy films. It was, in fact, Looney Tunes Back in Action when I was a small child. And I've not watched it in years. It might be rubbish, but I remember really enjoying it. And, you know, he was one of those actors. He was a Hollywood hunk, as they would say. And then all of a sudden, he just dropped off the face of the world. I think he did Journey to the Center of the Earth, didn't return for the sequel. I think The Rock did the sequel. Mm-hmm. And then nobody saw him for a while. And he's been making a comeback
recently.
Like
Mel Gibson, although I think there was a good reason why he dropped off the face of the earth.
Well, yeah. But Brendan, it later turned out, had been sexually assaulted by a Hollywood producer. That had really affected his confidence, led to him developing depression. I think he also had a very bad split with his girlfriend or wife at the time. So there was a lot of issues going on with his life. And he just vanished for a while. People saw photos of him. He'd put on a lot of weight. He wasn't really as hunky as he once was. So people started making fun of him, and it wasn't very nice. But then people found out what happened. There was a lot of sympathy generated for him. So everybody's really...
It sounds horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's really happy that he's been able to make such a comeback that he has. And it was The Whale is a Darren Aronofsky film as well. So if you're aware of his films, very artistic, very experimental. I think he made Requiem for a Dream, which is one of the most depressing films I've ever seen in my life.
It's very harrowing, isn't it?
It really is. But it's nice to see him come back, except people weren't happy about it because it turns out Brendan Fraser in real life is not fat, and fats could not accept it. Fats weren't happy about this.
But it's literally fat acceptance. You've got to accept it.
No, but he wasn't fat. He's not fat, so we can't accept it. No, just click on some of these. This is Possum Review sharing some of these tweets. F. Brendan Fraser, I was once a fan. I saw Monkey Bone in the theatre. Seriously, I was a fan. And, you know, you can blur out the person's face, but we can see the chins. But him rebuilding a career through a role that portrays fat people as pathetic, pitiable people who are better off dead, that's bad enough, but to behave as if he's doing us a favour, vomit emoji.
So to satisfy these kinds of people, are they going to have to, like, the Hollywood casting directors, they're going to have to get some like forceps out and count the number of double chins or count the circumference of the stomach like some sort of horrible Nazi
scientist.
They're
going to have to go through the difficult trouble of getting fat actors through the door. They're going to have to...
I'll give you that one.
They might have some trouble. And then I saw this tweet, which was absolutely brilliant, from somebody who calls themselves... Go on, John. To the next link, please. No. The next link. The Fat Doctor UK. If you go to the doctor and they're self-confessedly fat, are you going to trust any medical advice this person gives you, especially on how to maintain your health?
Probably not to do with losing weight and eating a healthy diet, but I mean, if it's something completely unrelated, I'm sure that...
No, certainly not. But look at this. Once again, just a reminder that The Whale was written by, directed by, and produced by four thin, white, rich, able-bodied, cisgender men.
Oh, that's a royal flush.
we can now add thin into the royal flush of oppressive characteristics. Oh, and check out its fat star who was celebrated and honoured at the Oscars last night. What an effing joke. Look, he's barely even bulging out of that suit.
This is like the satire of the past come to life, isn't it?
It really is. It's hilarious. And scroll down so that we can see the other points that this fat doctor made. Point I'm trying to make here is that other oppressed minorities, that's right, I have no impulse control and eat far too
much.
I'm
a minority.
I'm oppressed. I feel a constant weight crushing down on me. The weight of oppression is constantly on my back.
Gravity itself oppresses me.
It's made it clear that it's not okay for the white wealthy elite to write, direct, and star in films about them. This should apply to fat people too, as we are an oppressed minority. This film also won
are
best makeup.
Are they a minority? I don't know. I mean,
in America, certainly not. Surely.
Well, we're not much better here either.
No. Obesity is a genuine problem, and it's good that people are making people aware of this because you know you want to encourage. Certainly younger generations better eating habits and better exercise habits, because for a lot of people, becoming slovenly and lazy is a big problem. And these people, I think at base of it, these people can pretend like there's some kind of dignity involved in being a big fatty fat person, but there isn't. I know people who have been morbidly obese and they are miserable. It's a really depressing life to live. Just breathing is difficult for people if they have too much weight on their frame, because the human body is not built to maintain that kind of frame. And these people go out there and pretend like it's okay. It's disgusting.
It is not telling people what they need to hear. And sometimes people need to hear a difficult truth. And although I have some sympathy for people, I mean, it is sometimes of your own doing.
Yes.
I mean, you can have things like an underactive thyroid that make it very difficult, but still, a lot of the time, it's just too much going in this end and not enough exercise.
Yeah, you need to move more.
I can say that. I got a bit fat at one point.
Yeah, same. And once again, if you see a fat person at the gym, I've seen people do this. It's not a good thing to do. Don't make fun of them. Don't take photos of them to share on social media. If you see someone fat at the gym, they are actively trying to make an improvement in their lives and do the thing that will help them to live a healthier life. It is admirable when you see somebody who has so obviously lost control of their life somewhere down the line, making an active effort to try and regain at least a bit of control. So
absolutely
that is something
agree,
to be admired.
Yeah.
I think those stories, I think one of the most impressive ones that I've seen is... I forget the name of the actor. You know, My Name is Earl, the guy who played
Randy.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, he back in the late 90s, he was morbidly obese. He was absolutely enormous. Now he's ripped. I think he had to have surgery because obviously if you lose that amount of weight, the skin is stretched to the point where it actually stays flappy and you need to get surgery.
He looks like one
to
of those flying squirrels, didn't he, in some of the pictures?
Yeah,
where he had these folds out.
He's had the surgery and he looks great now. He's done so much work to be able to lose weight. And those sorts of stories are inspirational. Those are the sorts of stories that we should be sharing about body positivity, not this rubbish. But to carry on with the humor, because I don't want to get too serious on what is a jovial segment, we are up. No. Go back. The third tweet in this thread as well. Are we able to wrap our heads around this one yet, folks? Someone won an Oscar for making Brendan Fraser a currently straight-sized man.
Straight-sized?
So the fatter you are, the more attracted to the same sex you are, according to this line of logic. I'm straight-sized, thank you very much. Look fat! No one else finds this disturbing, FFS! No, I don't. I think you're really, really clutching at straws to be oppressed here by anyone other than your own gullet. And some of the responses to this were great as well. If you go to the next one now, please, John. The production team for this movie also worked with pro weight loss organization Obesity Action Coalition. This is just anti-fat genocide. I knew it. And then you can't make this up. The response in the next one is amazing. Pro weight loss organization or anti-fat oppression organization. The OAC is just one of the many ways in which Novo had their finger in this particular pie. I'd never heard.
They've already brought up pie. We know your
they
tricks.
They just can't help it. Only takes a few tweets and they just can't help it. But would you like to know who Novo is? Do you know who they are?
Not really.
I think they're a Dutch organization, international organization, that combats diabetes. They're the evil ones behind this. And we've got more Cope. from the next one, from people called Roxanne Gay, who apparently is gay-sized, according to the logic of the previous tweet, if you two understand what I mean by that now. Anyway, I said what I said about the whale, and I meant it with my whole chest, so that must have some heft behind it. opinion for the New York Times, the cruel spectacle of the whale. That headline says it all. We don't need to read that one. Mm-hmm. Then we've got this next one from The Guardian. We're meant to find Brendan Fraser in a fat suit. Tragic, not funny. Is that really progress?
Yes.
I mean, surely having sympathy for people who are in a terrible situation in their lives would be progress over just pointing and laughing at them by this person's standards. But no, if we don't just show fat people as just, you know, running marathons, lifting immense weights, living their best life, you know, on the cover of Lizzo magazine or whatever they are nowadays.
Lizzo magazine. I hope that doesn't exist. But I find it strange that they're all prioritizing emotional reactions to stuff over physical health, when actually your emotions are dictated by your physical health quite a lot. And to paraphrase...
Hence why so many morbidly obese people are depressed.
Mm-hmm. And to paraphrase Ben Shapiro, fat doesn't care about your feelings.
But let's take just a quick excerpt from this. I'm desperate to see fat characters who aren't comic, but the whale's appeal for pity is still far from the dignity they deserve. I can only assume that acting, pretending convincingly to be someone you aren't, is an incredibly boring and unrewarding profession if you're an able-bodied person playing other able-bodied people. So what we need, to achieve the look, because Brendan Fraser obviously is not a 600-pound man, they put him in a fat bodysuit, and then they also use CGI to augment it. So what I presume this person is suggesting is what we need is, say, if there's a Mo Farah biopic, what we need to do is we need to get a big...
He's a marathon runner, by the way.
He's very skinny. What we need to do is get a fat person to play Mo Farah, because that's just challenging. That's more rewarding than if we just got a skinny guy to play him.
To be fair, I would rather watch something about a fat marathon runner than a skinny one, because the skinny guy is going to do it.
Simon Pegg already made that film, Run Fat Boy Run.
Oh yeah, he did, didn't he? I've not seen it though.
And he wasn't even that fat in the film. This is oppression. We're being held down. And then in the next one as well, Pop Sugar, fat people lose with Brendan Fraser's Oscars win. There's something so dehumanizing about the phrasing. This pushed Fraser's weight into the severest extreme. Is it dehumanizing, or is it just a statement of fact?
I mean, self-identifying, I'm a fat person, rather than, you know, I'm trying to lose some weight. Like, you've just accepted the label. It's like, yeah, I'm fat.
That's just,
it's an intrinsic part of my identity for some reason.
It's just,
and I'm not even jolly about it, which is, I mean, one of the perks. If you're fat, you're eating all the time, at least be cheerful.
At least be a jolly fat.
Yeah.
Fraser's weight didn't actually move in any direction. That's the point of a fat suit. Oh, I'm glad we're getting some real incisive journalism here. This also implies that people who live at high weights live in the severest extreme.
Did she just say high waist living?
Who live at high weights.
Oh, right.
No, not high-waisted. Although I suppose that is something you would have to do, because otherwise how would you find the belt? I hope thin people who love and defend the whale can examine why they find such a mean-spirited film so moving and wonderful. I hope they realise the way their ingrained fat-phobic attitudes have let them openly celebrate this film and Fraser's success. Listen, when you say ingrained fat-phobia, what that is the biological instinct to recognise unhealthiness. Mm-hmm. In other people, and also the recognition that people's appearance can actually reflect their personality.
I'm not fat phobic, you're fit phobic. I'm not afraid of fat people. I mean, I think that segment has demonstrated that, right? We're not actually afraid of them. I mean, we can run away from them quite easily. So
a brisk stroll at the very least.
Even a gentle walk sometimes.
Yeah. I hope they open themselves up to work actually created by fat people that reflects their real lives, but I'm not holding my breath. And to be fair, you probably have enough trouble breathing as it is, so I wouldn't recommend it.
No, don't do that.
But that's Brendan Fraser versus Big Fat, and in honour of what's going on here, and just to really cement how fat supportive I am, I say that what we need to do is we need a retrospective nomination of Mike Myers' portrayal of Fat Bastard from the Austin Powers films. Only then can real fat recognition be achieved and equality across the world gained for all.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium contents on the site, such as the Symposium series, this episode on What is Love. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.